Welcome back to the Juice Cast. How are we doing today?
What's up, guys?
We are going to jump right into a wild and crazy topic that is the Astroworld concert.
Yeah, well, and everything that goes along with
and all the conspiracy theories and claims and let's just completely ignore the. It's up to 9, I think, officially today too. People who have died.
So yes, yeah, so someone who's injured.
Hundreds of people injured. And it's insane. So we're going to kind of cover that real quick. Like, subscribe, comment, turn on those notifications. Let us know what you think about this whole incident, which is insane.
Right.
But this is the way I look at what happened, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't there. I've seen some videos. But if you are, what was it, Travis Scott, right?
Yeah.
If you're Travis Scott.
A couple other artists.
And you see dead bodies. Or at minimum, really
one dead
fucked
body.
Up bodies.
One dead body.
Well, I think there was more than one.
I know, but if you just see one.
Yeah, if you see something like that, stop the show.
Yeah.
You are the man with the mic in your hand. People came to see you.
Granted, he may not know what happened, because he did say, point out at one point, he said, hey, hold up, there's someone passed out, somebody help him, figure this out.
Yeah, but
he didn't probably know they died.
This whole thing comes down to this, okay? And it's not just Astroworld. This has happened all over the place.
Yeah.
Mob mentality is a real thing, okay? And when people don't care about their fellow human being,
yeah,
this is what happens.
This stuff happens.
And this isn't just something that's happened over the last couple months or that one incident in the last 10 years. It's literally been throughout time. If you get a massive group of people, it tends to create its own entity.
Right.
That group of people becomes a force.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a big thing of caribou in Canada. Like, once they start going in one direction,
yeah,
they'll shift and move, and it's kind of hard to tell where that thing's going to go.
And yeah, here's something.
You ever seen Jumanji?
Yeah.
It's a stampede.
So. A fellow metalhead brought this up to me. You know, it's crazy because, you know, growing up, your moms are probably like, don't listen to that devil music. Well, honestly, the metal community is actually like really awesome because I've been to so many concerts and been in all different types of crowds and mosh pits and all this
death.
Stuff. Yeah. And dude, what happens?
People get messed up,
yes.
But no one's going to just let somebody die.
People pick people up and help each other out. That's what's the difference between that crowd and the crowd that was at the Travis Scott. I mean, people were just not giving a shit. They were just it was crazy.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part.
But I will exclude the Woodstock.
Yeah,
that was madhouse, and there was a lot of rock and roll and other stuff, but that was a whole entity of
itself.
Everybody was just completely on drugs. Well, and it was so hot, people were just dying of heat, and it was craziness. But I don't know, like I think there's a big difference in cultures between that crowd and like a metal concert, where you know helping each other out and making sure everybody gets through it okay. Which I will. There's a lot of people there that were trying to help. I know that.
Yeah.
There was absolutely people there that were trying to help. But I'm just saying it's crazy to me how like the differences in crowds. But it's also insane all the stuff that people are saying what was so crazy about the concert, like with the frequencies being played hours before the show. Which,
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Like, they were saying, some people were claiming that there was, like, weird music and frequencies being played before the show. And
like, at the show? Like,
yes.
The lead-up music or whatever you want to call it?
Like, yes. Like, while people are filing in and all this stuff. And,
huh.
But, and not to mention all of the kind of, like, occult Illuminati-type symbolism all over the place there.
Symbolism.
It was nuts. I mean, I can definitely see where people are getting these conspiracies. Like, you know, they wanted people to die. This was a blood sacrifice.
So when you look at something like a Travis Scott or a Drake or whoever else was there, or Hollywood, and how some of this other stuff comes to be, and how some of these people's rise to fame is just like almost unexplainable. And then people start talking about the Illuminati and selling their soul to the devil. It's like, I'm not saying I believe any of that or some of that or all of that. It's just interesting to me to look at. I really don't have a direct opinion on the matter, but what I will say is this. It is interesting to look at how some of these people out of nowhere just like shoot up to the top. They might have no financial backing. They might not even have any talent.
Travis Scott.
Yeah. But I'm just saying in general, it's just like, how do these people come to such a rap? And I get people get behind them, but it's like some of these people stay there.
Well, I think Drake was there too.
Drake got found by Lil Wayne, and then Drake got brought in.
Oh, yeah, Drake worked his ass off. He was already on
Degrassi and all that. But usually people like Drake will have dwindled out.
Yeah.
Drake's going on like a 15-year run at this point of being like basically the number one artist in the world.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Lots of dedication.
Drinking lots of children's blood.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. No, that's
adrenochrome.
That's me being facetious.
Taking a lot of adrenochrome.
I'm being facetious. But no, it's just, I get some of this stuff is like crazy, but then you see other symbols and things that have actually been put into play. And then some of these people like actually use it in their album covers and their artwork. And then
it's actually really mind blowing.
Yeah. Like
the,
I get why Drake calls himself the Six God. It's Toronto and the Six. But they don't look good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that has some connotations that come along with it. It was like, hey, bro, you think about that before you did that?
Like, yeah. Well, like, in like the whole setup to that show, you know, is very suspicious. You know, these show setups and these, like, the choreography of some of the dances that are going on at, like, the Super Bowl and things like that, like, shit is very symbolic of Satanism. It's crazy. And not that the Travis Scott was. That was some crazy shit. Like, the whole backdrop was like a portal to another dimension, dude.
Yeah.
Like, why did they pick that stuff? You know what I mean?
So here's the crazy thing to me. So, like, I'm a libertarian, right? And I tell everybody, I don't care what you do, and I don't care what you believe in or who you lay with or what parts between your legs hath become upon you. I know that makes not a lot of sense, but you get what I'm saying. I don't care. I say this on almost every podcast at this point nowadays.
Yeah.
It just seems to be what I have to say to explain to you crazy people that I don't give a shit what you do. But if you are going to worship an evil entity, the only thing I ever say about my libertarianism is I don't care what you do, and I don't want you to care about what I do. I want us to live in peace.
Yeah.
But if you are going to bring about an evil entity or spirit, or, I mean, let's face it, Satanism is basically wishing harm upon other...
Not necessarily. That's what's crazy about this world, is that a lot of people think, you know, Satan was the light bearer, and he was actually the good guy. You know, they have all different types of meaning for Satanism.
Okay, but when I've seen scripts and excerpts out of satanic religious texts.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, a lot of it's not good.
It's not good, okay? And it's befalling harm on other living beings. And I'm not all about that, okay? Human sacrifice or animal sacrifice or bloodletting or whatever, that's not a good thing.
No.
Okay? That's harm befalling onto other living beings, okay? If you are going to hunt something for food or, you know, whatever, that's different. That's called nature. That's a little different, okay? But guess what? No one's going to sacrifice another human being and then gobble them up. And if they do, we have an even bigger problem.
Unless they're caught in a cave and one of them's got to go.
Oh, that's a whole different shebang thing.
But no, dude, I mean, human sacrifice has been a thing for thousands and thousands. I get that.
But what I'm trying to get at is this. It's like...
But it's stupid.
If you think that worshiping Satan is okay, and you think that no one else is going to try to stop you, you're crazy. Because that whole thing, whatever's behind that, has bad connotations. It has the ability to turn violent and evil quickly.
Yeah, well, and it's crazy too because we're floating on a ball.
Yeah,
through outer space, in a vacuum. Anything could be possible at this point.
Yeah.
So, it's just crazy to think about all the different spiritualities and religions.
There's like an owl theory where like the elites worship an owl deity.
It was an owl god. We don't claim to have all the facts.
No, we're just here, bringing up a conversation.
Like Alex, but he's talking about Alex Jones's video that he leaked.
He didn't leak that. He snuck into that motherfucker.
Right. Well, yeah, he snuck in and he put out the video of all of the major players on the world stage in
the woods.
Robes in the woods worshiping a god, doing a it's like a fake artificial sacrifice on a baby that's not a real baby, but it's
a baby effigy.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Yeah, so it's like, what? Yeah. Like, what are these? Why are these rich, powerful people out there doing that? That's what they decide to do? Why? What do they know? What drugs do they take?
I've always had this opinion too, and it goes this way in my mind. Okay. If you are a billionaire, unlimitedly successful, can do whatever you want, can continue to achieve whatever you want because you have the resources,
mm-hmm.
What's left for you to accomplish when you are the person who has to continue to accomplish? The only thing that makes you want to wake up in the morning is accomplishment. That's how these people get there. These people are so hungry to achieve greatness that once they've achieved greatness, they go farther. Look at Elon Musk and Jeffrey Bezos and George Soros and just all these people who have continued to just achieve and achieve and achieve. Bill Gates. When it comes down, there's people that keep their name out of the media.
Yeah.
Keep their name out of the limelight because they don't want to be part of it. So they can continue to do whatever they're doing in the shadows.
Yeah.
That's fine. When 100 people
hold
60% of the world's wealth, you know they're up to something crazy, and you know how they got there was cutthroat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Figuratively cutthroat. So what I'm saying is, with these people, okay, there's only one thing that they need to do, right? And that's achieve. In their mind, I have to keep going, I have to keep winning, I have to keep earning and accomplishing. And when it comes down to it, once they've done literally everything, which these people have at this point,
yeah,
they've achieved such great advances in technology and transportation and communication. You know what I'm saying? These people have achieved everything they possibly could tenfold. What's next? What's left?
World domination.
Immortality.
That too.
I now have the money and the power and the technology that I think I can continue to push forward and grant myself at least extended or eternal life.
Yeah, well.
You think, and that's what I think a lot of these people think. This is my opinion. They have to become gods.
Yeah,
they have to be in their mind. They have to become something greater than a person.
I think that's in a lot of people's minds. No matter what type of money situation or like success you've had, you know, a lot of people, you know, would love to reach that immortality.
Well, here's the thing: if you read majority of the religious texts around the world, there's always a separation between human and deity.
Right.
Always. You can't have one become the other. I can't think of anywhere where that's happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So these people go looking, and whether they're looking through the spiritual text of it or whether they're looking through scientific ways to become, I think what a lot of it comes down to, why you see these really famous elitists at crazy sacrificial places, is because where they think they found, well, they might have already found, I don't know, where they think they find extended life or answers is through some sort of evil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It does seem like that.
Selling your soul and giving into something that promises something false is what these people do.
Right. And my question is, and I know there's tons and tons of text, ancient text, and things that we don't even know about that have been around for thousands of years, but like, where do they get that the worshiping this owl God, it's some of it is like flat earthers. It's like they're reaching for shit that's not there.
Get over it, Cosmic.
I'm just saying, it's like, where did you get this shit? Well, anyway, also, it's like with any like religion, you know, you believe that it's going to give you a better eternity. Well, there's a million to choose from, it seems like. It's like, when can anybody actually tell you, like, oh, this is the truth, this is the real thing you need to believe in? Because over thousands of years and millions and billions and trillions of us that have come and gone have come up with all this shit. And it's like, where do we start? Like,
it depends on what you base your ideals with, though.
And the crazy one to me is like, which is kind of goes along with the elites and all this stuff, is that I can't remember the guy's name. It's all over the place right now for some reason. But he became a Freemason, and then leaked all this information that Freemasonry is really based on Satanism.
It's possible,
and that's what he claims, which I haven't seen any. I haven't read any Freemason text.
The thing, in my opinion, that combats that, and I think that there was different parts of the Freemason society in the past, and I think the Knights Templar, and other secret societies like that in history have all split and went separate directions at some point in time. Because you got to think, like, the United States was founded by Freemasons, built by Freemasons. Why would these people write a constitution?
Well, I don't think it's always been that way.
Not even that. Yeah, maybe not now, you know what I'm saying? But back then, like, it couldn't have been back then, because they wouldn't have given us God-given inalienable rights written in ink and blood of the rebel. Who is texting me right now?
Well, I mean, they could have, because, which I think it was, but, you know, even with Satanism, that stuff is there. You know, that belief system is within Satanism as well, you know, having God-given rights and all that stuff. Like, I wish I knew more about Satanism. I don't.
What?
But...
I'm good.
I'm not.
Go for it. I'm not studying that one.
But I do believe that they, you know, believe that, you know, personal freedom and all that stuff, that's all there. Like, there's good stuff that's within it, but at the root, it's a deception.
Satan.
It's a deception. it's meant to look good on the surface.
He's written in the Bible as the deceiver.
Right.
Like, it, no matter what religion you follow, most religions take the evil entities that exist within that structure or that construct of religion. The satanic figure is the deceiver.
Yeah, I mean,
he is the liar.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what religion you're talking about, because the real truth, this is the truth, no matter what, there's good and there's evil. We don't know necessarily what that means or what it is or what God it came from or whatever. We have principles, and you know the principles and the characteristics of a good person or a good entity versus a bad, evil one. And what comes along with evil? Lies, deception, anal sex. Yeah, no, dude. You know, like that.
That's
that
a hidden gem right there, ladies and gentlemen.
That is what evil is, man. And you know when you're dealing with good or evil. And it doesn't matter what God you're praying to or whatever.
Yeah,
it's all based on good and evil. Well, and to
circle back,
the evil ones are trying to take over.
To circle back, what's happening. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to circle back.
We're hopefully it doesn't lead to butt sex.
It's fucking better not. We started this whole conversation talking about Astro World.
Cut that part out.
No, we're gonna keep it. We started this thing talking about Astro World and how people don't care and society is degrading into people who just, like, for the most part, just could give a shit about other people. As long as they get what they want, they're happy. And that's all about Travis Scott and Astroworld, what happened there. And then we start talking about what Hollywood and evil people and the elites. And we kind of got off on this crazy tangent. But to bring it all back to what I was saying and with the Astroworld thing, is you, these people who are on top, they can't do it by themselves.
Right.
They have minions.
Yeah.
Those minions live within Hollywood and corporations and music. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of what you see. A lot of these people who are getting paid, they get, in my opinion, possibly told, hey, you know, you've gotten this far and we'll keep you going. If you sign on, it might be actually selling your soul to the devil.
I think it's all part of a ritual, you know?
But you're selling your soul to at least the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
To do a bunch of things that, like,
it's
are away from what you may have believed or followed in the past.
Yeah.
And that's what's messed up to me. It's like nothing is free market enough. Especially today with the way corporations run everything, to where people can continue to have their own beliefs and be left alone, but continue to do what they love, whether it's music or movies or even run a business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to conform. And I don't like that about the way things operate.
Yeah,
I'd hate to see music and artists who may have talent go down a road. And you see it too. Like, you might get an artist. I won't give any major examples, but you see an artist come out and, like, maybe their first album or two is, like, fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, like, they get a big contract, they get a big deal, they sign with a big label, and then, like, they do another good one, and then, like, everything after that, you can just kind of see their persona has changed.
Right.
Having the money and the power and the people above them telling them what to do and which way to go has changed them.
Well, money and power is a part of evil. I mean, it really is. And here's the thing, too, and where I think a lot of people get, they don't understand really what's behind the scenes going on, because Travis Scott may not have known jack shit about any ritual whatsoever. He was probably told,
hey, we're going to pay you $2 million.
Yeah, you want this money? Okay, we're going to set this whole thing up for you.
Yeah.
Go on stage and do what you do, and we'll give you all this money. Okay, it may or may not have been anything to do with Travis Scott itself. It's the people that have all this money and power that are putting on this weird ritual, which I think, honestly, it was just a weird show, a really weird out there show, may have been a ritual or may or not, but I don't think that has really anything to do with a bajillion people getting together and trampling each other.
Yeah, those things,
just,
in my opinion,
people are going to die when people go crazy.
Yeah, mob mentality, people die. That's just...
Yeah.
Look at the past. Anytime a mob of people moves in one direction, somebody's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
That's just how that works. That's physics. You know, and it's sad, and I hate to hear about it. I really wish we could do something about something like, but you know, you get a concert like that where everybody wants to go to the front and it's a free for all. That could be fun, but it could also be extremely dangerous.
Extremely,
you know what I'm
saying? Extremely dangerous.
And especially when you got a society nowadays where you can watch people. What was that thing that happened in Philadelphia the other day? People were on a subway, and some woman was literally harassed and then raped in broad daylight on camera on a train in front of a whole group of people, and the only thing people do is record it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he laughs. We're just a bunch of animals. But he only laughs because it's a painful thing to think about.
Yeah.
We have comic as a relief, but, like, how are you that person who's just going to sit there and record an incident like that and not step up and do something?
Yeah, well, no, it was a laugh in astonishment.
No. Yeah, that's my point. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point, that's where society's gotten. There's everybody's like, oh, my God, like, what are we going
to
do?
Well,
it
all comes down to that. We're just all a bunch of animals trying to get through this life. I mean, it's crazy. It's just with all the technology and cults and conspiracies and flat earthers,
aliens, anal probes.
None of us know what to think, and we're all just floating through this life trying to do shit, and people get killed. And that's just how it goes.
It's sad, but like I said, that's probably about all we have on this topic. It almost pisses me off to think about.
Hey, next time you're at a concert,
be respectful to thy neighbor.
Yeah, and I know there's people there. There's good people there trying to help. There was. I seen it with my own two beady eyes.
Not eye discs.
But we need more of you. We need more of you to help out and pick your neighbor up when something bad's happening. I know it's kind of hard when there's a million people fucking jamming you to the front of a stage, trampling people, but...
Anal sex.
God, we got to end there.
On that note, have a good day. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Deuces.